Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox on the Day. I'm Andy Atherton, back with you to start off another great week, a theme week. This week, it's an interesting one. Sometimes I get a little goofy when I think up these themes, and I was just, you know, sometimes I'm just looking through lists of songs, trying to think of like fun topics or things, themes we can do here. And I'm like, there's an awful lot of songs with a fruit in the title. So that's the theme this week. Every song has a fruit in its title, not necessarily about fruit. The song today, the fruit is actually representing a color. And what song is that, you ask? Well, you know, obviously if you saw the title of the episode, but you know, we're going all the way back to 1985, one of the greatest singers, songwriters, performers, legendary, all time, somebody we lost way too early. I'm talking about Prince and the Revolution off the album Around the World in a Day. It is Raspberry Beret. So this song, I got to say, it's probably up there for me in terms of how much I Prince songs that I love. It could be one or two for me. I would put probably Little Red Corvette, which is a personal favorite. I love 1999. I love, you know, Cream. I love You Got the Look. There's just so much greatness from Prince. Haven't really done much of Prince here on the Video Jukebox, and that's changing right now. So, you know what? Let's get into the video and let's talk about, because this is a feast for the eyes, so to speak. The YouTube link is in the description as usual. Let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. So we get that nice little beat going on into it. We got the spinning around, and there's Prince here. And it's a very colorful production, I guess, so to speak. The costumes are great here. Lots of different instruments working. And this is kind of a change for Prince, too, I think. His look was, he always looked like Prince, but there was a lot more color here. Like, you know, it wasn't like the darker tones, I guess, of purple and things that he would wear. A lot of 80s type effects here with the flashes and the way the spinning of the video. We got a little acoustic guitar going. You got Prince having to clear his throat, but everybody standing there like on their platforms, and Prince just makes these little subtle looks, and everybody is in sync here with the way they're moving around. Yeah. Oh, what a! This is like, you know, the best way I could describe it, this is a performance, this video. So, according to some info here, the song expanded upon previous Prince arrangements, incorporating stringed instruments, Middle Eastern finger cymbals, and a harmonica in the extended version. It was also more of a pop vein than before. The song tells the story of a teenage romance and first sexual experience with a girl who wore a raspberry-colored beret. While the song hit number one in Cashbox, it reached number two in the Billboard Hot 100 in the U.S., behind A View to a Kill by Duran Duran, which is a great song in itself, and you will hear that for sure on here. It only reached number 25 in the UK single chart. That's low, in my opinion. It is an immediately accessible track, melodic and teasingly sexual, a typical Prince sex fantasy set to an arrangement reminiscent of the softer side of Abbey Road. Now, the video that we're watching was filmed on June 5th, 1985 at Sur in Los Angeles, directed primarily by Prince, with animation created by Colossal Pictures co-founder Drew Takahashi. It combines footage of Prince and Revolution performing the song surrounded by dancers and overlaid with various animations. The video uses an extended version of the intro. Actually, guitarist Pat Smears of Germs and Foo Fighters appears as one of the background dancers in the video. But according to Dave Grohl, he was nearly fired. Grohl said everyone has to do a synchronized dance, and Pat couldn't do the dance, so they sent him home. But then Prince whispered in the bodyguard's ear, and the bodyguard says, "You could stay. He likes your hair," which is pretty spot on there for Prince. So they filmed the whole video, and then Prince got a Japanese animator to do a completely different video, and we mashed the two together, according to producer Simon Fields. Prince damaged his hair so badly prior to the Raspberry video that the hairstyle was actually literally all they could do with it. And Prince loved doing this in concert, actually. So, loving this story here. But the costumes, too. You see, everybody is kind of, I don't know if flamboyant was the right say, because everybody is kind of like their own thing. You know, I don't know the names of the band members here, but we have the, you know, the guitarist here kind of dressed like she's, I don't know if it's like kind of like gypsy-esque. You know, the piano player has a fur coat and a long dress on. And the guitarist with the flowing hair, with the cape, no shirt. But it's also like, it doesn't really ever pick up too strong a beat. But it's a really fun song to actually dance to, although slowly. And it is a great song, great video by a truly legendary artist. Yeah. Prince gone way too soon, but the guy was a genius, and we are lucky to have the music he left us. So we're going to have a fun week, guys. Steve and Keithy will be here. I'll be back on Friday with more songs, all with Fruit in the title. I'm sure, you know, y'all are probably like, what is he thinking now? And yeah, you can't, if you try to even, don't go there. It's a scary place in my head. But don't forget, check out everything we have here in the Pop Experience. Lots of great shows. We have a new episode of It Was a Thing on TV. We have a new Live Watch episode online coming this week. And I'm sure we'll have other various and sundry podcasts. Don't forget, check out the Praise Nation Wrestling Network and the North-South Connection, our sister feeds. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a wonderful week. Enjoy your Monday. Talk to you later.